and welcome to The Swiss Connection. I'm Susan Masika. British filmmaker Ken Loach, known for his gritty portrayal of British social inequality, visited the Fribourg International Film Festival recently.
It's easier to make films about people you like, and it's very difficult to find very rich people that you like.
Journalist Thomas Stevens takes a look at what inspires the 82-year-old director and finds out what he thinks of wealthy Switzerland.
Ken Loach was invited to Fribourg to present some of his favourite films and to give a masterclass on filmmaking. Although he said he doesn't like the word masterclass, as it implies teaching a technique, and for him, there isn't a precise technique for directing a film. However, the audience loved the discussion, and Loach's attempts to show, as he put it, a different kind of world from the one you see in mainstream Hollywood films.
How can you not come to see a man like that? It's extraordinary what he said. We were captivated by him, by his films, and by his comments.
I've loved Ken Loach's films for a while. It was a one-off chance to see him, so it was really important for me to come. It's a great pleasure to find myself once again thinking about his way of looking at reality.
Loach can look back on a 50-year career during which he's directed 50 or so works for television and cinema. Commercial and critical highlights include Kes, My Name is Joe, The Angels Share, and the two films for which he won the Palme d'Or at Cannes, The Wind That Shakes the Barley and I, Daniel Blake. Common themes of his work include unemployment, the welfare state, addiction, abusive behaviour and a general lack of prospects. His 1966 television play about homelessness, Kathy Come Home, triggered a public outcry about the issue. Although Loach's brand of social realism has often involved angry, northern working-class anti-heroes, what in the 1950s and 1960s used to be called kitchen sink dramas, Loach himself has lived for many years in the southern city of Bath, one of the most expensive in Britain. But, as he told SwissInfo.ch in Fribourg, even Bath isn't spared social inequality.
It's a new kind of poverty. I mean, poverty now equals obesity because of the junk food, because of the sugar that is in everything, because of the chaotic lives that people have led, families have led, how family life is destroyed through insecure work. You know, two people maybe barely see each other because the woman works and the man works. Even where I live, which is seen as a prosperous town, one part of the city can better, another part of the city. The life expectancy for a child born is 9 years difference. 9 years difference. And that's within a mile. And you can go to other, you know, the big working class cities like Glasgow or Liverpool, Manchester, Newcastle, and the life expectancy is much less because of the poverty, the insecurity, the anxiety, the chaotic lives that these new working practices inflict.
The root of virtually all evils for Loach is capitalism. But how does one give capitalism a human face on the big screen?
If a big company doesn't make a profit, the people who invest in it will take their money and put it elsewhere, so the company will fail. So they have to make a profit. Competition demands that the way they make a profit is through cutting their labour costs. It's the working class then that pays, because the labour costs are cut, either through fewer workers or through lower wages or worse conditions. So the only way we've tried to is to explain the logic of the system. The logic of the system that actually is destroying people. And if you understand the logic, then you can start to undermine it and see its weaknesses and how you can change it. It's not about bad people, it's about a rotten system. And I'm not sure it needs a human face. I've never tried to do that because it's easier to make films about people you like. And it's very difficult to find very rich people that you like because you know and they know they've got their money not because they're necessarily clever or because of they've worked hard, but because of the system itself accumulates their wealth.
Loach's films have enjoyed modest success in Switzerland. According to Pro Cinema, the National Association of Cinema Owners and Film Distributors, his films My Name is Joe, The Angels Share and I, Daniel Blake all sold over 50,000 tickets. While Loach's use of working-class regional dialects has often been given subtitles for British and American audiences, potentially putting them off, the Swiss are used to subtitles for foreign films. What's more, the common themes in his films are universal. Here is a short clip from Loach's breakthrough film from 1969, Kes, in which a young boy in Yorkshire befriends a kestrel. Here, the boy, Billy, is standing at the front of his class explaining how he looks after the bird.
Do they need water like, you know, when you've got a budgie and you put water in the budgie's case, you need water? Do they need water like that?
Will it like as a bath? It is a bath right early on in morning, like.
When do you feed it? How many times a day?
To start off with, 3 or 4 times, you know, to get it plump.
You make it all sound very exciting, Billy.
It is, sir, but most exciting thing when I flew a free first time, sir.
Do you want to hear about that? Aye, come on.
When asked what has influenced his own outlook, Loach looks back at his own childhood.
It's a process, isn't it? You start out with family experiences, school experiences, memories of childhood. I mean, my father's family were coal miners. I mean, there were 10 children in a tiny terraced house, and they kept pigs in the back garden because they'd been farm labourers before they were coal miners. And that tradition, that, you know, very basic working-class condition, are memories that I've, you know, like all of us, you feed on your childhood memories, and that's part of it. Part of it was the town where I grew up, which was a small industrial town in the Midlands, with a very, very coherent at the time, and this is the 1940s, 1950s, and it was during the war when people had a huge sort of connection with each other, you know. In the middle of the night, you would be in your neighbour's garden in a shelter from the bombs, and you know, all those images of, you know, good neighbours, people sticking together. They're the things that, because they happen when you're young, you know, that's what's in your mind all the time. You know, these things you draw on, and then out of that, then you arrive at political ideas through later experience, I suppose.
Another formative period of Loach's life was when he went up to Oxford to study law.
I'd done 2 years, we all had to do 2 years national service in the armed, I had to be in the Air Force for 2 years as a typist. then after that I went to university. So I was older then. And we felt, you know, we'd grown up in those 2 years from 19 to 21. So we weren't like today's students in some ways. And I'd lost the capacity to do academic work. And I'd done a lot of theatre work in different ways, amateur theatre work. And I did that at university. And I was meant to study law, but I didn't study law. We did put on plays all the time. So in that, it was a continuity. But what was different was seeing real wealth at Oxford, which I'd never seen. There was nothing like it in the town I lived in. I mean, it was a kind of respectable. Some poorer people, some not poor, like we weren't poor, but most people were working class at one level or another. At Oxford, there were men, young men there who knew they would rule the world. And they did. You know, and they went into the law, and they went into business, or they went into politics. You saw them rise, you know. And when they were 20, 21, 22, they had the big sports cars, they had the smart clothes, they had the expensive girlfriends who came from London, and it was another world.
Sounds a bit like parts of Switzerland, which is certainly far from a socialist paradise. Although poverty and hardship do obviously exist in Switzerland, the country always does well in quality of life surveys. Doesn't Loach find it a bit boring?
How can it be boring when, what is it, 2/3 of the world's wealth is in your banks? I think that's quite interesting. I know very little about banking in the whole system, but do you feel any responsibility for guarding that unearning wealth and what that wealth could do for the world? Do you feel any responsibility that it's in your territory? Say, if we had all the capacity for nuclear warfare in our country, I think I'd feel some responsibility to engage politically to neutralise it.
The stars of the kitchen sink dramas, which influenced Loach so much, were described as angry young men. Now 82, would Loach say he was an angry old man?
Well, I mean, it's a political anger, isn't it? I mean, you don't walk about kicking the furniture and, you know, booting the dog into the garden. I mean, you couldn't live like that.
What about retirement? Does he ever think about that?
Well, my wife does, yes. She said, no, you must stop, you know, you must stop. But, well, it's difficult, isn't it? Because on the one hand, it is quite hard work. and you reach a point where just sustaining the energy to make a film is quite difficult. On the other hand, it's a huge privilege, and it's not when you give up easily.
Thanks for listening, and thank you to studio technician Donnie Wheeler. This program was produced by Thomas Stevens, and the original interview with Ken Loach was done by Swissinfo's Eduardo Simontob. Signing off for all of us here, I'm Susan Masika.